This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1570. Three things to consider when you break a grammar rule.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. As a beginner, you learned all of the grammar rules, but now as an advanced or intermediate English speaker, you can break the rules at the right moments. What are those moments when you ask a question in English? Find out today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's it going today? Where are you recording from today? Where in the world is Michelle?
I am at my family's house, so I am hiding away in a room. And yeah, you can tell I'm not in my usual location.
Well, it looks like you're in a studio, but it seems like you're in a closet or something.
I know. It looks really nice, right?
It's very impressive.
Thank you. Thank you. I know. I'm going to have to move in just so I can.
For sure.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Our listeners, if you guys are listening on audio, you should know that this one today is also over on YouTube. Yep. So you can actually see us recording this episode on YouTube and you can hit subscribe and see us over there once a week. Okay, cool.
Definitely. All right, Lindsay, you ready to record?
I am, Michelle. Let's go. I thought we already started.
Well, I'm asking you again because today we have a question about questions. So I wanted to ask you that question as a little teaser.
A question about questions. Okay.
A question about questions. Yeah. Lindsay, we have a question today from Malvina from Italy about questions. And I'm excited for this one. This is one of those episodes that I think are really going to help our listeners get to that native natural level. Guys, you want to be natural when you speak English, right? So this is going to definitely help you with that.
I mean, and to connection, right? If we can make something sound natural, we can have connection, guys. And that's what we're all about. So that's why I'm excited about today's question and the answer. So let's go for it. Michelle, should I read the question?
Please.
Okay, here we go from Malvina. Hi, Lindsay and Michelle. I'm listening to your podcast, or I have been listening to your podcast every day since I started biking to work because of the pandemic. Cool. We got a new listener through the pandemic. Biker. You sound very clever and fun, and I've improved a lot my listening. Great. That's so good. My question is about how to make questions. We learned to say, do you know X? Or were you playing X? But then I hear in TV series, you know X? You were playing X? And so on. Could you explain why? Would I sound weird and unnatural using the question structure we learned in textbooks? Thank you, Malvina from Italy. What a good question, Michelle.
Yes. And I'm glad that, you know, this listener is thinking about, you know, the textbook and what you learn in real life. And
yes,
because we're not teaching the textbook. We're totally different.
We are anti-textbook in a way, right, Michelle?
Because in a way.
Truth, yeah, it's kind of our philosophy because the truth is you really can't, you know, language is alive. Language is about people and connection, and you can't make something that simple and put it on paper. So we're showing you what is wrong about your textbook and how to actually say it correctly. Right, Michelle? Mm-hmm.
Right. Exactly. So we are going to answer the question about questions today.
Yeah.
Before we do that, guys, seriously, don't miss the web class.
Don't miss it, guys. The web class is on the 8th and the 10th of May. And today is your last chance, right? So Monday is our last one. We did it over the weekend. No. And now we're excited to invite you to the final chance, the final showing of this web class, where we're going to show you the three things that native speakers do that you are not doing, right? This is very in line with today's question too, right, Michelle?
For sure. I know. That's why I think that today is definitely perfect for this question, because it is super important with being natural in English. So we are going to get into it. So guys, oh my gosh, definitely head on over to allearsenglish.com/native. Yes. Last chance today.
Last chance. No recording and show up on time so you can actually get into the room, because there is a limit on the number of people that can enter that room. And usually it gets maxed out, guys. So sign up, show up early, and we'll see you there. Cool. Yes. Okay, Michelle. So how can we help Malvina today?
So Malvina is asking, you know, you learn to say, do you know X? Right? Were you playing X? Mm-hmm. Right? So yes. I mean, typically we do say that as well. Like, do you know, right? Like, do you know where the store is? Yeah. We do that. Or you could say, were you playing cards last night? I mean, mm-hmm. you can do that. That's one way. And notice, guys, this is about yes or no questions that we're mostly talking about. So okay. We're talking about here, like cutting off like an auxiliary. So she may hear, you know where the store is, or you were playing cards last night. So with that one, you're just kind of switching it. But with this one, do you know where the store is? We're cutting off that do, right?
Okay, good. Yeah. So it seems wrong grammatically, because our teacher probably taught us all the grammar in a very structured way, which is great for beginners. But for you guys at your level, it's time to drop the rules and start breaking the rules. That's what I love about our listeners, Michelle, because they're at that level where they're ready to do that. Okay?
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, Lindsay, do you cut off the first word in your questions?
Yeah, sometimes I do. Yeah. For example, I'll say something, know what I'm thinking about right now, or something, especially when I'm around someone I'm close to.
Yeah.
Maybe if I'm at home, it is about the relationship and the connection, right, Michelle, between the two people?
Right. I mean, another reason, I do, yeah, I think it's a little less formal. And one thing I think is the trick here is it may show that you already think you know the answer, right? Like, so when I ask, like, oh, you ready to record? It's like, yeah, I know. Like, first of all, we were already recording.
Yeah, that was a weird time to ask me that question.
I knew the answer because we were doing it already. But even if I didn't, were you ready to record? It's kind of informal. Like, yes. I know the answer. So I don't need to say, are you ready to record? I might. And that's not wrong. But this is kind of saying, like, oh, I know the answer. So if I say, I mean, Lindsay, for example, I said, do you cut off the first word in questions? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know the answer to that. Like, maybe you do, maybe you don't. I'm asking you an actual question here.
Yeah.
But, you know, there may be other reasons, but those are some of the key ones that I thought of.
Yeah. And I do think that often it's more personal. It's more familiar. It's when you know the answer. It's when you're kind of touching base in a sense. Like often, you know, before we get our Skype calls going to do our recordings or any of our meetings, we might say, you ready? Or just ready?
Yes.
Ready?
Yeah,
or
ready.
You ready? Right. You ready? Right. So guys, we're breaking the rules here, but it's okay at your level.
Exactly. I almost feel like if you said, are you ready? I don't know. I guess it's not our style. Like, where it's usually one of us just a, you ready? Something like that.
It would feel formal,
I don't know. It's,
right?
Yeah. Right. Because we do it all the time. I mean, we do this every week. So I think it's just our style. Let's do an example, Lindsay.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to need a lot of examples here, I think, for sure. So here we go. I'm ready.
All right. Hey, Lindsay, you coming to the party tonight?
Yes. You're taking off for it?
Yeah.
So meaning taking off, by what do you mean by that? Taking off.
Maybe like it? I was like, maybe we work together.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So I wasn't sure. Have a shift.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if you meant taking off. Like, are you leaving now? Because that could mean two things.
Oh,
bonus. I meant for like, are you taking?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. I see exactly what you meant. Yeah. Yeah. So I didn't say, are you coming to the party tonight? So this one sounds more like maybe I don't know the answer, or maybe I'm hoping that I know the answer. So I'm framing it in like a positive, yeah. Like, oh, you coming to the party tonight? Right. Yeah.
You're trying to sound fun. Hey, everyone's going. You coming? Right. That kind right. of thing.
Yeah. Right, right, right. Mm-hmm. And then because I'm asking you in such a positive way, you can kind of assume that I am. So maybe, you know, we have to kind of analyze that. Mm. In my head, you said, oh, you're taking off for it, because you can assume pretty much by the way I asked you that I'm going, and maybe you know my work situation. So you're saying, oh, you're taking off for it, right?
Yeah. And there's something, I think we could do another episode about this, Michelle, the importance mm-hmm. of mirroring the level of formality in right. the person we're talking to as a function of yeah. connection, as a method for connection, right? Because if I stay formal, are you taking the day off? Are you taking the, you could say that, sure, but yeah. you can mirror how formal Michelle is being with me. That signals that maybe she's friendly with me. We're close. Maybe we're being casual. I should mirror that back to her, right? As a way to connect.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, right, right. Yeah. You wouldn't want to go super, super formal if I'm talking to you another way.
Exactly. I love that. That's so good. Okay. What else, Michelle? Yes.
Okay. Well, let's do another example, because we just discussed that part. Okay. So other examples. All right. You go ahead.
You heard about what happened to Jenny?
No. What? Something to do with her dog?
Yeah. They both fell on a walk. They're okay, though.
Oh, good. Okay.
So interesting. So instead of, so here I'm totally changing the sentence, right? Instead of saying, did you hear, mm-hmm. right? I'm saying, you heard about mm-hmm. what happened to Jenny. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. It's more like, maybe you did think I heard, but I mean, you weren't yeah. correct, right? But also I think it's more, this one is just about this casual relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and we could do other episodes on other ways natives might say this. Like I might say, did you hear?
Yeah. Right.
So there are other ways. This is not the only way to show that you're being casual and close with someone, but it's one way, guys. Okay.
Right. Exactly. And then I said, no, what? And then I said, something to do with her dog. So what did I cut off here?
Yeah. So you cut off, it had something to do with her dog. Yeah. You said something to do with her dog, right? Something to do
or,
with her dog.
Yeah, mm-hmm. did it have something to do with her dog, or was it something to do asking. With her dog, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
I cut those off and I just said something to do with her dog, right? So what? I mean, why do you think I did that?
Again, probably you guys both know, we both know Jenny, maybe, right? Mm-hmm. So it's more close and personal. You're making an assumption about her. Mm-hmm. It's all about that relationship, I think. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. So I think that, you know, with this, it's definitely helpful to sometimes cut it off. Again, you don't have to, wouldn't be wrong, but it's about mirroring the other person, right? Thinking about your level of formality, your relationship, and if you can make any assumptions. I mean, there are times when I might avoid doing this, right? Like we talked about formality. So in really formal situations, like maybe like a job interview. I mean, Lindsay, let's do an example of how this might sound at a job interview.
Yeah, I would not do it. So here we go. How long were you at your last job?
Oh, well, 5 years. You want someone with 10 years experience?
Yeah. So this is what not to do, right, Michelle?
Yeah. First of all, it's a terrible question to ask. I mean, don't say 5 years and then like kind of like undersell yourself. But oh, 5 years. Oh, you want to? All right, I'll just leave. Bye.
I'm out the door already, right? Clearly, right. I'm not a
but
good
just
candidate.
Like, yeah. It's just, I mean, it would be weird. Even if I said, oh, 5 years, I don't know. What's something else I could have asked? No, what? Something to do with her dog?
Yeah, they both fell on a walk. They're okay, though.
Oh, good. Okay.
So
5 years, you're looking for someone to start immediately, or I don't know, any other question.
You need someone to start right away? Right. So
it's
doesn't
just a
sound
little
good.
Awkward.
It doesn't sound good. It sounds, you know how I think it sounds? this is why it's so important, the context and the relationship. It sounds unrefined.
Yeah.
In a job interview, that person sounds honestly like a little rough around the edges, whatever
right.
that means.
Right, right.
They're just not, like, they haven't practiced. They don't sound professional or even maybe not as educated, too, in a right. way. Yeah. If you
right,
skip
right,
those
right. You
steps,
really mm-hmm. have to match that tone. I think that's what that's about there.
Match the tone. Match the tone.
Mm-hmm. 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 So, I mean, guys, in general, I mean, to answer the question, I mean, there are times to do it, there are times to avoid it, and there are times when you can really choose. I mean, choose what you feel comfortable with. And also, I mean, people switch in and out of it. You don't have to just choose one and go by that for like the entirety of your relationship or the entire conversation, right? You can switch.
Yeah, for sure. Take your cues from other people. Do we have another situation here to role play for our listeners where
we
maybe
do
more ambiguous? We can go back and forth or something.
Yeah, what we're going to show now, like, how does it look when you mix it all together? So okay. here's a larger role play to demonstrate, you know, switching in and out of it. So, okay. guys, in this role play, we are looking at pictures of dogs online because we're going to get a new rescue dog.
Yeah, so what's our relationship? I want to make sure we establish that first. Like, how
our
do we
relationship
know each other?
Is friends.
Friends. Okay, so maybe we live together yeah. and we want to
yes,
get a
that's
dog
important.
Together, for example. Okay.
Yes, that's important.
Pretty casual, okay. right? Yeah. Okay.
More casual. Right. Exactly. All right. Here we go.
Do you like this dog?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Super cute.
You think it's even available?
Oh, yes, it is. There's a green label underneath. You think this is the one?
Maybe.
Are you sure he's not too young? He's a puppy. 2 months old.
Wow. Yeah. Baby. Think we can handle it?
It will be tough. You're in touch with our contact person.
Yeah, we
Wait,
have.
Sorry, I said that wrong. It will okay. be tough. You're in touch with our contact person?
Yeah, we have Sheila. She's our point person. I can talk to her.
Great.
Yeah. Okay. So again, we're deciding whether to rescue this dog who's just a puppy. Maybe we don't have puppy experience, right?
Right.
Okay.
How old were you you? How old was Kiefer when you got him? Do you know?
Kiefer was only 10 weeks. So he was about that age, 2 months
so
and change.
Know. So would you recommend someone getting a 2-month-old puppy?
Oh, my gosh. I would say be prepared to take your dog out at least 12 times a day. If you live in an apartment building, you're going to be going up and down the elevator or the stairs 10 times a day, unless you have a yard. Yeah, I mean, puppies are so fun. I never will get another puppy. It'll be my one puppy my whole life, right? Uh-huh. But I like that I've had the experience of owning a puppy now. It's one of those life boxes for me that I wanted to try to see what it would be like, and it's done, and I'm glad that he's growing up now. So.
That's good. Aw, adorable. So, all right, let's go through it. So we really switched a lot here.
We did. So we started off by using the traditional, do you like this dog? Right. You had everything there. All the grammar was there. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you could have said you like this dog because, you know, it's casual. I mean, yeah, would have been fine, too. Sometimes we don't need to read too deeply into it. You just said, oh, do you like this dog?
Yeah, or just like this dog, right? You could say that too, right?
Yeah, you could have done that too. Yeah. And then what did you say?
I said, you think it's even available still, right? You think, and now I'm dropping the do, right? Mm-hmm. I'm saying, you think it's even available? He or she, you think he's even available? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I said, you think this is the one? So again, we both dropped the do off of those.
Yep. And then you said, are you sure he's not too young? We went back to adding the full question.
Mm-hmm. Because I feel like if we were asking this, if we had already talked about this a lot with this dog, maybe we would drop the R. Like, oh, you sure he's not too young, right? Like, again, you know, we're talking about this again, but I feel like, you know, since I'm opening this, I'm like, oh, are you sure he's not too young? So I feel like that could be a slight reason why I chose that.
It's also a big question. It's important, right? Maybe it changes with the level of importance of the question.
Right. That's interesting.
There's a lot of factors. Relationship.
There really are a lot. There's a lot to it. Okay. And then what did you say?
I said, think we can handle it. Right. He's a baby. Mm-hmm. Think we can handle it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then dropping
I mean, you could have said, do you think we could handle it? You could have said, you think we can handle it, but here you just said think we can handle it.
Yeah, so you guys have a lot of options. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, a lot of options. And then I said, you're in touch with our contact person, right? Like making sure that you're in touch with her.
Yeah, and you could have added a right at the end of that too. That would have been.
Yes, I could have done that. Oh yeah, that would have been good writing by me. But yes, I could have added in a right.
Well, that's why you guys know that we're teaching you real English, because if we write something in our role play that's not totally natural, we actually add it in or take it out when we tell you the role play. We actually
right, it just happens.
Yeah, totally, real natural English.
And then, here's a quick bonus. I mean, you said we have Sheila. She's our point person. What's a point person?
Yeah, a little bonus, like your contact person. She's the person you can go to if you're having any problems with your puppy, right? Any questions, okay?
Mm-hmm. Maybe she works at the rescue league or whatever it is. So guys, again, I mean, there's sometimes you can really read into it and analyze it. Why do you think we did it like this? You can see there are a lot of options. We gave you the basic, you know, kind of, I don't want to say rules. We gave you some guidelines today that you can think about with these questions, right, Lindsay?
For sure. I mean, think about the relationship. Think about the context. Obviously, if you're at a job interview, avoid doing this. Say it formally, right? But then there's a lot of situations. And most importantly, take your cues from the other person, especially if it's a native speaker. If they shorten their words, it's okay for you to do it too. Okay.
Definitely. I love it. So guys, listen in to more conversations and kind of play a little game with your, you know, by yourself and kind of say, oh, well, why did they do this? Or why didn't they? It's kind of fun to do that. Listen on TV and movies, whatever it is. But this was a great question.
Yeah, I bet something like Friends would be good for this, because there's a lot of dialogues that go on between the group at, you know, at the coffee shop or wherever they hang out, right? Back and forth. So find a show like that that offers a lot of that, guys, and start by listening and then try it yourself. All right.
Definitely.
There you go, Michelle. Excellent.
This was fun.
All right, Michelle, guys, go sign up. The web class is happening. Go to allearsenglish.com/native. Get your name on the list. Do not miss it. It's going to be good.
Okay, love it. Have fun.
All right, take care, Michelle. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with 2 young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.